A kind official. Pon was a county magistrate. He was honest and kind. He was always nice to the people in his county and to the animals there as well. He made a law that nobody in the county could make a living by fishing in the rivers and lakes. Anybody who got caught doing that was to be arrested for committing a crime. Even though a lot of people there had made their living that way, they knew their magistrate was a kind man, so they did not complain at all. They obeyed his law. Because of this, everything went well in his county. Everything went so well that when another, bigger county needed a magistrate, the government decided to send him to take over. When the people in his old county heard he was being promoted, they were very happy for him, and they were proud too. But they also felt very sorry. Would their new magistrate be as nice? When the time finally came for Pon to leave, the road was crowded with all the people who had come to see him off. There were men and women, boys and girls. There were old folks so aged that they had to be held up by their grandchildren. There were babies so small that they had to be carried by their parents. They had all come to say goodbye to Pon. One man stepped forward from the crowd and knelt down, very formally, with both hands. He presented Pon with 10 ounces of silver. "This is a small token of my sincere appreciation. I hope that your honor will accept." Pon huffed. "I will do no such thing. I told you all you should not prepare any gifts for me. Didn't you understand that?" "This is different. I used to be a thief, but then I was caught. I thought I was doomed because thieves usually get their heads chopped off. But you did not put me to death. Instead, you told me to change my ways. I really did change my ways. I was so touched by your kindness that I decided not to do any more bad things. I learned a trade. I even got married. Now I'm raising a family. Everything I have today is due to your kindness. If you had not been so kind, I would now be a headless corpse rotting in a grave. This is why I have come to show my gratitude." Of course, Pon would not think of accepting his gift. But this shows what a kind official he was. People living near the lakes and rivers of the county heard sobbing and crying coming from the water. The fish knew their good days were over. Once again, they would be caught and tortured to feed people. Even a fish, a crab, values its life and feels sorry when its protector leaves it.